Look at that. Just 3 days until sequestration, no solution in sight. House Speaker Boehner says it's time for the president to sit down with members of Congress.
The president says we have to have another tax increase in order to avoid the sequester. Well, Mr. President, you got your tax increase.
Joining us live this morning, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Senator, it seems at this point in time, there is a large enough contingent in Congress who wants to see sequestration hit. It's unrealistic to think a last-minute reprieve is coming.
Well, you know, I'm not giving up, because I think if the Senate could do something that has some bipartisan support, that would have enormous power if that bill goes over to the House, because it would go over with a very clear message. We put party aside to put country first, to put our economy first, to put jobs first. And I think that would really raise the pressure on the House. So I met with nearly two dozen senators on both sides of the aisle yesterday. And I can assure you that, you know, Senate's notwithstanding, there's still significant effort to find a solution. And the solution is not hard to find. The elements have been on the table for the last 2 years.
The solution is not hard to find. Then what is going on, Senator?
Well, I think, you know, frankly, it's a backbone issue. It's not a concept issue. It's just, you know, we've got to make a decision, be willing to compromise a little bit. You know, I was struck this weekend, guys, down in Richmond, a Republican governor and two Republican houses decided to put the economy first and do a transportation package, and it was new revenue and some savings from existing programs. It was a balanced approach. They had to face down Grover Norquist to do it, but it was for the good of the economy, and so they did. The same thing is necessary here in Washington. We're going to be voting on a plan either tomorrow or Thursday that would basically reduce the deficit in the first year of the 10-year sequester at the same amount as the sequester would, a little bit over $100 billion. But the reduction would not be blunt across-the-board cuts. It would be targeted cuts and revenues, 50-50 each, a balanced approach. We're going to be voting on that plan. I think it's the right plan. You're only going to get to balance through balance. And it is my hope that we can continue to work and find a path forward, because the employees who are getting WARN notices, mm-hmm. who work with ship repair companies, the federal nurses at Army DOD hospitals who are going to get furloughed a day a week, the decline in our readiness that comes about when we don't have two carriers in the media. This is affecting us in so many different ways, and it just doesn't have to be that way.
One of your colleagues across the aisle, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, says he thinks House Speaker John Boehner would lose his speakership if he actually agrees to new tax revenue to avoid the sequestration.
Yeah, but that's an inside game. Lose his speakership. Who cares? We're talking about people, 90,000 Virginians are going to get furloughed in their jobs, and there's an estimate that on the private side, 200,000 people could lose their jobs.
Senator, which could this push us back into recession?
You know, which job is more important, that somebody holding a right. committee chairmanship or being speaker, or people off Capitol Hill who are going to suffer? So, you know, I think the prediction of that kind of political fallout for doing the right thing for the country is greatly exaggerated.
Will this push us back into
politics?
Will this push us back into recession?
That is certainly a fear. If we don't find a solution, you know, you already saw that GDP shrank in the fourth quarter of the calendar year, and it did largely because of contractions on the government spending side. And so, look, there is a danger of that, and we can get this thing right and move forward. There are some positive signs in the economy right now. The stock market's pretty good. Housing's showing some strength as we come into spring. If we find a deal and show the American public that the American political class can listen to each other and compromise, that will be a confidence booster. It'll put some helium into this economy.
A lot of people hoping for some movement.
Good luck.
Thanks for joining us, Senator. And one other thing, we know the sequestration clock is not the only clock you hear ticking. Happy birthday to you.
You guys are great. Today, I'm 55. I'm too legit to quit. So you guys
hope you get a good present today.
Yeah, happy birthday, sir.
Thanks much.